Football is almost here. Get in on the action with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. For week one, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. For a limited time, new players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. That's code TUNEIN. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Aaron Freeman. Aaron is the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast and a writer for The Falcoholic. Both outlets are dedicated to covering Atlanta Falcons content. On the program, we discuss the Falcons game against the Eagles. Also, we discuss the Falcons offense and defense, Matt Ryan, the Falcons next game against the Buccaneers, and more. Aaron is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh, boy.
Where every step leads to an unforgettable adventure. Encounter wild beasts, daring space rangers, and some grim, grinning ghosts. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
Something we all missed in 2020 is traveling. Remember road trips, seeing friends and family, and all the sights and sounds along the way. And of course, road snacks. Mmm, beef jerky. Well, it's time to get back out there. We've earned it. And when you travel with the U.S. Bank Altitude Connect Visa Signature Card, you'll also earn the most from it. So hit the road and take it all in again, from points of interest to points back for how you travel. Earn 4x points on travel and at gas stations. And if you book your prepaid hotel or car rental directly in the Altitude Rewards Center, you can earn 5x points. Plus, you'll earn 2x points on groceries, dining, and streaming services. And all other eligible purchases? Yeah, you'll earn points on those too. So start earning more today and connect with 50,000 bonus points, a $500 value when you spend $3,000 within the first 120 days of account opening. Learn more at usbank.com/altitudeconnect. The U.S. Bank Altitude Connect Visa Signature Card is issued by U.S. Bank National Association, N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
This is the magic we've been waiting for, calling us to celebrate as never before. The Walt Disney World 50th anniversary. Shimmering so iridescently, mere words cannot explain it. Nothing can contain it. Walt Disney World Resort calls us here. The world's most magical celebration is drawing near. Starting October 1st, join us and make the magic soar. Visit DisneyWorld.com/50 for more.
Listen to some good old-fashioned country. And when you do, cook up the best sausage in the country. Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Naturally hardwood smoked and crafted with just the right blend of spices. Perfect for lunch, dinner, or even right now. Eckrich. You do you.
Can you feel it? 50 years of magic are about to transform the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. explore amazing lands filled with favorite attractions, have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. It all starts October 1st. Discover more at DisneyWorld.com/50.
Whether it's your birthday or your unbirthday, celebrate with a visit to your happy place. Head to Walt Disney World Resort and enjoy a magical land of Mickey pretzels.
Oh, boy!
Princesses, rebel pilots, and hurtling down Mount Everest while a Yeti chases after you. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is the magic we've been waiting for, calling us to celebrate as never before. The Walt Disney World 50th anniversary. Shimmering so iridescently, mere words cannot explain it. Nothing can contain it. Walt Disney World Resort calls us here. The world's most magical celebration is drawing near. Starting October 1st, join us and make the magic soar. Visit DisneyWorld.com/50 for more.
Whether it's your birthday or your unbirthday, celebrate with a visit to your happy place. Head to Walt Disney World Resort and enjoy a magical land of Mickey pretzels.
Oh, boy!
Princesses, rebel pilots, and hurtling down Mount Everest while a Yeti chases after you. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Can you feel it? 50 years of magic are about to transform the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Explore amazing lands filled with favorite attractions. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. And feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. It all starts October 1st. Discover more at DisneyWorld.com/50.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh, boy!
Where every step leads to an unforgettable adventure. Encounter wild beasts, daring space rangers, and some grim, grinning ghosts. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Yeah, I mean, obviously disappointed with the result and, you know, how it shook out. I think there's some positives. You know, I've played a long time and know that, you know, it's never as good, it's never as bad. And so, you know, I think with a young football team, I think there's a lot of opportunities for us to learn from today. And it's going to be, you know, really important for us to get back to work and make sure that we correct some of the things that didn't go our way today. So, you know, it's disappointing. You know, you come out, you expect yourself to play well and to win. And, you know, just had some things that kind of got off schedule and had some self-inflicted wounds. And when you do that, it puts you in a tough spot to overcome.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That was Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan speaking at the postgame press conference after the loss to the Philadelphia Eagles on September the 12th of 2021. And he talked about it, correcting the mistakes, and he says they're a young football team and they'll get it fixed in a hurry. And we're going to talk more about that game and also Matt Ryan as well as the Falcons' next game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We want to welcome him to the program. He's the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast, which is the podcast dedicated to all things Atlanta Falcons, Mr. Aaron Freeman. Aaron, welcome to the program.
How's it going?
It's going well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Again, the Falcons lost. They lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Final score 32-6. Aaron, what were some of your what were the takeaways that you got from the Falcons' loss to the Eagles?
Yeah, I think the main concern I had going into the game was whether or not the Falcons' offensive line was going to hold up against the Eagles' pass rush. And that concern was, I guess you could say, confirmed, or that fear was confirmed, because the Falcons' offensive line was pretty much non-functional, at least from a pass protection standpoint. They had some success early on the ground, but that sort of ground to a halt after the first quarter. And it gives you some pause for this Falcon team moving forward, because they're not going to get any shortage of great defensive lines that they're going to face, particularly in the early going of this upcoming season, and particularly that interior offensive line with the rookie and left guard Jalen Mayfield and a first-year starter and center Matt Hennessy. Certainly had their fair share of struggles, particularly late in the game, once that score really sort of stretched and the Falcons had to become a little bit more one-dimensional, and their issues there got exposed. So that was my main takeaway. It was basically an uh-oh in regard to the Falcons' offensive line.
I want to stay with the offensive line for a moment, Aaron. Jake Matthews, you could say he's the veteran of this offensive line. How much pressure was put on him during this game, and how much pressure do you see him having to take on for the remainder of this season?
Yeah, Matthews is an interesting player because, by and large, for like the last four or so years, the Falcons have had the confidence and trust in Jake Matthews at that left tackle position to basically leave him on an island. He rarely gets help. He rarely gets chips and whatnot. And for the most part, particularly in 2018 and beyond, I think Jake has lived up to that expectation in that role. So I think that's going to continue to be the thing here this upcoming season. I think, you know, against Philadelphia, he was the only Falcons starting offensive lineman that was not credited with giving up a pressure, according to Pro Football Focus. And I thought that was reflected in his play in pass protection. There were some issues there in run blocking that he needs to clean up. But, you know, with Jake Matthews, he is sort of the veteran leader, as you mentioned, of that offensive line. And the Falcons are going to need to continue to have him play well, because they're right now looking at several of the other starters on that offensive line. They have major issues. And if there's any sort of drop-off, significant drop-off in Jake Matthews' play, that's going to only spell further doom for the Falcons' offense and their offensive line.
All right, let's move along now to the offensive side for the Falcons and the running game. There's no more Devontae Freeman, and Ito Smith is not on the team anymore. But this was interesting. I'm looking at the stats from the Eagles-Falcons game. The leading rusher in that game was receiver Cordarrelle Patterson, 7 carries for 54 yards, and then Mike Davis had 15 carries for 49 yards. Give me your take on the running game in this game. Give me your take on the running game against the Eagles and what needs to improve, and how often do you think you will see one of your wide receiver be the leading rusher for a game going forward?
Yeah, Patterson's performance and production was a surprise. It was a pleasant surprise from that week one game. Patterson, by and large, over these last couple of seasons, we saw it in Chicago, we saw it back in 2018 with New England, has sort of slowly transitioned from this wide receiver to getting a lot more opportunities in the backfield as a running back. And the Falcons, when they signed Patterson in April, essentially said that his primary role on offense is going to be as a running back. He did get some opportunities on Sunday to line up as a wide receiver, but as you mentioned, and as the box score indicates, the bulk of his opportunities was as a running back, and I thought he looked good. I think one of the reasons why he was a little bit more effective than Mike Davis is that he had a little bit more juice in terms of being that guy that could hit the hole a little quicker than Mike Davis is. Davis is a good running back with good vision and shows good power, but, you know, at times can be a little plotting, getting to the hole, and with the offensive line issues that the Falcons were dealing with for large chunks of the game, that became, you know, apparent and an issue that they couldn't necessarily overcome. So I think Patterson is going to continue to be a part of this Falcons rotation, and if he continues to play like he did in week one, you know, he'll have a significant chunk. But the Falcons did wind up signing Wayne Gallman after final cuts. He was with the New York Giants last year and filled in ably for Saquon Barkley in the second half of that season once Barkley went down with an injury. And if you had basically looked at, I think the numbers were like Gallman's last 9 starts, if you had extrapolated that over a full 16-game season, he would have been a 1,000-yard rusher. And because he's relatively new to the offense, the Falcons are sort of bringing him along slowly. He was inactive on Sunday. But I do think as the season wears on, you will probably see Gallman get a little bit more incorporated into the rotation. So I think the hope is for the Falcons that by year's end, they will have three capable running backs that can help spearhead a successful rushing attack with players like Davis, Patterson, and Gallman.
Yeah, Gallman is definitely a versatile back. He's somebody that's a solid runner, but he's more effective, especially when he's coming out of the backfield and catching passes. So he definitely makes a big difference on that. I want to stay on the Falcons' offense for a moment. I'm looking at the receiving numbers right here. Calvin Ridley was the leading receiver in the game against the Eagles. He had 5 catches for 51 yards. The rookie tight end, Kyle Pitts, 4 catches for 31 yards, and he had tight end Hayden Hurst had 4 catches for 28 yards. What were your takeaways from what the receivers did in the game against the Eagles?
Well, it's notable that one receiver you didn't mention was Russell Gage, the Falcons, you know, number 2 wide receiver opposite Ridley. He had 0 catches in the game, and that simply was not good enough. The Falcons need a lot more from their number 2 receiver than to basically be shut out in a game. But I think, you know, Ridley got off to a really strong start. 3 of those catches were on the opening drive of the game, including a couple of third down conversions. But then things got quiet. Kyle Pitts kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start for the Falcons. And then, you know, outside of maybe one big catch in the third quarter, had a relatively quiet performance. And a lot of Hayden Hurst's production, you know, at least half of, I think, his catches came on like 3rd and longs where the Falcons were just basically checking the ball down to sort of improve their field position for a punt, not necessarily making a big impact. So the Falcons wide receivers, outside of some sporadic plays here and there, simply did not make enough plays in this game. I think the Falcons wide receivers are certainly capable of producing at a much higher level. And I think most of the blame is not on those receivers specifically. It's just the quarterback just didn't have enough time to get those guys the ball when they could come open. So I think the receivers, while certain players need to play better, I think the Falcons need to do a better job integrating Pitts into the offense. There was a notable third down in the opening drive in the red zone where Kyle Pitts was not on the field, and you would assume that part of the reason why the Falcons drafted Kyle Pitts, number 4 overall in the draft, was to help improve what was one of the weaker red zone offenses in the league last year. And that red zone struggles continued on Sunday with the Falcons going 0-2 there. So that was a bit of a head scratcher. But I think, you know, the Falcons' weapons are certainly capable of more. We just didn't necessarily see it. And I think a lot of that is owed to the offensive line issues.
I want to stay just with the Falcons' receiving core for a moment. For so many seasons, we saw Julio Jones at the helm as being the leader of the Falcons receiving core. Going forward in this season, Aaron, do you think that the absence of Julio Jones will hurt, or do you think that the Falcons receiving core will go along just fine with the additions with Ridley and Hurst, and of course with the rookie Kyle Pitts and also Russell Gage?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you define just fine. If just fine is basically being like league average or something like that, yeah, I think the Falcons are more than capable of being just fine. But I think losing Julio Jones is a significant blow to the offense, and I think that was reflected on Sunday because Julio Jones has been one of the most consistent playmakers in the NFL, and one of the things that stood out to me on Sunday was the fact that the Falcons failed to generate a single play beyond 20-plus yards receiving. And, you know, in the past, you know, that's an important element, particularly when you fall behind like the Falcons did in this game. You're going to need to generate explosive plays and chunk yardage in order to move the ball effectively and quickly in order to get back into the game. And the Falcons really struggled to do that. And I think that is a legit issue that you do wonder about, if the Falcons can reliably do that. Obviously, playmakers like Calvin Ridley and what the Falcons expect Kyle Pitts to be should be able to help mitigate some of that issue, but that was clearly not the case on Sunday. So I think, you know, in past years, the Falcons being down 15-6, like they were to the Eagles, you know, at halftime into the third quarter, those would have been prime opportunities where, you know, for the last decade, we've seen Julio Jones step up and basically get the ball to Julio. He's going to get this offense back into the game. And I don't know if Ridley and certainly Ridley and Pitts did not necessarily fulfill that same role on Sunday. So I do think that's reflective of what the Falcons are potentially losing by losing Julio Jones.
All right, and let's move along now to the defensive side in the game against the Eagles. The leading tacklers on the defensive side for the Falcons were A.J. Terrell and Daron Harmon. They both had 6 tackles, and then Eric Harris had 5 tackles, and then Deion Jones, who has been basically an all-world player for the Falcons since he's joined the team, he would have 4 tackles, and also alongside Foyoshede Olukan had 4 tackles as well, and then Fabian Moreau had 3 tackles. Give me your takeaways, Aaron, from how the defense performed against the Eagles. I know the score was 32-6, but if you have any takeaways or, you know, discrepancies you had, what were your what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the positives for the defense was that they started getting stops in the second half that would have given the offense opportunity to get back into the game. Obviously, as we've already discussed, the offense wasn't able to take advantage of those opportunities. So I think there was some good from the defense. They were getting gashed early in the run game, but they sort of figured it out by the end of the game. But I think one of the things that caught me off guard with my expectation for what the Eagles' game plan was, I thought they were going to be a little bit more conservative and not put the game in Jalen Hurts' hands to go out there and win them. And they went out there and they threw the ball a bunch in the first half of that game. A lot of it was sort of short passing, quick game stuff that I think was meant to, you know, maximize and put Hurts in advantageous situations, throwing situations, so he wasn't sitting there trying to hold on to the ball and read the defense as much, given his lack of experience. So I think the Eagles did a great job game planning for their quarterback and putting him in advantageous situations. And so that kind of caught me a little bit off guard, and it seemed to catch the Falcons off guard because they didn't really have an answer for it. It just seemed like Jalen Hurts, time and time again, was able to attack the flats over and over, and the Falcons really didn't have a way to defend it. And I think part of that was I think the Falcons were, you know, expecting their pass rush to be a little bit more effective. You know, I thought they would be a little bit more aggressive blitzing Jalen Hurts to try to speed up his game. And I think the Falcons took a little bit more of a conservative approach. So, you know, my expectation going into the game was that the Eagles would be more conservative, but they, I think, were a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, I thought the Falcons would be a little bit more aggressive, but they wound up being a little bit more conservative. So that was probably my main takeaway from that with the switch in expectations.
I mentioned, we'll stay on the defensive side for a moment, Deion Jones. I mean, Deion Jones has been a fantastic player since he's been in Atlanta, and I want to ask you, I know there was another impact player that played in Atlanta for some seasons, and that's Keanu Neal. Keanu Neal is with the Dallas Cowboys now. With Keanu being in Dallas now, is this defense belong to Deion now? Is he the anchor of this Falcon defense?
Well, Deion Jones was named the captain. He was voted a captain by his teammates alongside Grady Jarrett. But I think most people in and around Atlanta sort of look at Grady Jarrett as the true leader of this defense. Deion Jones has been, as you mentioned, a very reliable playmaker for the Falcons at that linebacker position. But what was interesting that occurred this summer was that the Falcons decided to essentially switch him with Foye Oluwakan, where Deion Jones for many years had been the middle linebacker, which is traditionally sort of the leader of the defense. And now Oluwakan has filled that role. And I think that is kind of telling that maybe the Falcons feel like Deion Jones is better served being put in a position where he can just sort of go around and make plays rather than being in this sort of responsible position like the middle linebacker typically is, which is making all the calls on defense and sort of having to be that focal point of the defense. So I do think, you know, in regards to Deion Jones sort of it being his team, I think there have been the steps that have been made in recent years to sort of take that pressure away from him, because these last couple of years, while the defense has shown some positive gains under Jones's stewardship, I think, you know, there are some things that maybe this new coaching staff looked back and thought were wanting in regards to that. So I would say if you're asking me who's the leader of this defense, it's probably going to be Grady Jarrett, but certainly Deion Jones is, you know, probably in the top 2 or 3.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Foye Oluwakan has stepped up tremendously for a while. And, of course, Grady Jarrett, he's been with the team for a while now, and he's definitely a proven himself as one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. I want to move along now to someone that plays probably, well, not probably, the most important and the most criticized position in not just in the NFL but in sports, and that's quarterback, and that's Matt Ryan. Matt, looking at his stats, again, we talked earlier, we mentioned earlier, Aaron, about, again, the Eagles' defense. Eagles' defense played very aggressively, and the Falcons' offense was just conservative, of course, due to the pass protection not handling their business against that Eagles pass rush. Matt completed 21 out of 35 passes for 164 yards in this game against the Eagles. What were your takeaways from Matt's performance against the Eagles?
Yeah, I think with Matt Ryan and looking at his performance, you know, as mentioned earlier and as you just said, you know, when we're sort of wondering why Matt Ryan did not perform up to expectations, you know, I think by and large it's because he was constantly under pressure, and that led to, you know, basically the offense not being able to function, at least the passing game, not being able to function for most of the game. So I think that needs to be understood before we sort of talk about any sort of criticisms of Matt Ryan, because I think in the certain ways you're kind of nitpicking with a lot of the stuff Matt Ryan. But I think some of the stuff in the red zone where the Falcons on their first two drives in the first quarter were able to move the ball pretty easily down the field, but things stagnated in the red zone. And I certainly think it's fair. This is the part where, you know, the quarterback needs to get the ball in the end zone. And I think there were some throws that Matt Ryan made in those instances that, you know, he would probably go back and look at the film and say, look, I could have made a better throw. I could have made a better read here, and we could have gotten six. And, you know, while, you know, when you lose by 26 points, you don't necessarily look at, you know, the 8 points that you lost not converting on red zone as being the difference in the game. But had you been able to convert that early in the game, it could have changed the complete momentum of the game later on. If you had, you know, gotten out to a 14-7 lead as opposed to falling behind 15-6 like the Falcons eventually did in the first half. So I think in that case, Matt Ryan, certainly there is room for criticism of Matt Ryan's performance, particularly when it came to some of those red zone throws and decisions. But at the end of the day, you do have to look at the bigger picture and say, look, I don't know how he could have succeeded given how poorly the offensive line played.
I want to stay with Matt just for a moment. The last three seasons have been losing seasons for the Falcons. And, of course, again, it's a quarterback's league, so everything begins and ends and revolves around the quarterback. This past offseason, there were questions about will Matt Ryan be the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons going forward. There were so many issues. I mean, there were the trade rumors with Russell Wilson. There were possibilities that the Seahawks could trade him maybe to New Orleans or Chicago. Atlanta was also one of the other teams that was mentioned. They also mentioned about maybe the Falcons could be courting Trevor Lawrence or maybe a Justin Fields. How confident are you that Matt Ryan will be the starting quarterback for the at least for the next 3 to 4 years with the Falcons?
Well, you know, with each successive season, that confidence is diminished. And certainly, you know, coming off of the heels, maybe it's recency bias, but coming off the heels of this week one loss, it did take a significant hit over the last couple of days looking towards the future if this Falcons offense can't get back on track. And this, you know, this new coaching staff under Arthur Smith can't get Matt Ryan performing like the top 10, top 5 quarterback that we've seen him capable of being going back to his MVP season 5 years ago. So I think the concern about Matt Ryan's longevity is legitimate. You know, the conversation often in and around Atlanta is based around, is Matt Ryan the problem? And I think on Sunday, as we've already discussed, that the Falcons' problems are much greater than their quarterback situation. But the real problem is that the Falcons at this point in time, again, we'll see what the rest of the season, how it unfolds. But at this point in time, the Falcons do not look like a particularly good football team. That is their core problem. And obviously, that's going to take time to change. And the time that it takes in order to improve this roster to make this into a good football team, you know, the issue that they're going to have to deal with that involves Matt Ryan is, can you justify paying a quarterback, which is what they're paying Matt Ryan? And I think the numbers bear out that Matt Ryan, with this year and the next 2 years left on his contract, is going to account for 20% of their salary cap over the next three seasons, if you're not winning games, you can't really justify paying that type of price for a quarterback. And so I think whether Matt Ryan is at fault for the Falcons' shortcomings or is the cause of the Falcons' shortcomings, if this team can't find ways to win consistently, there's just no reason for them to continue to pay that type of price tag if it's not getting results on the field. So I think that's really sort of the core issue surrounding Matt Ryan. And the only thing that sort of causes that conversation to go away, where we're not talking again, like you mentioned, you know, this upcoming offseason, like last offseason, about the Falcons potentially drafting, you know, their next franchise quarterback, that only goes away if Matt Ryan performs at a high level and the Falcons are winning games. And obviously, based off of what we saw on Sunday, it does not seem like this team is you know, approaching that level of play and that standard. And until they do, you know, this is going to continue to be a major question in and around Atlanta.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, and I, you know, Matt Ryan is one of my favorite quarterbacks, and I hope he can get it right for this season. You, like you mentioned, Aaron, it's a long season. I hope he can get it right and at least hang in there much longer to be the Falcons quarterback, at least for the next 3 to 5 years. And because I think he's got so much talent, but like you said before, that it begins and ends with his pass protection. And because he's an old school pocket passer, and you know, they have to give him that protection that he needs. And speaking of quarterbacks, we got to talk about Atlanta's next game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're going to be going up against who a lot of people say could be the GOAT or is the GOAT, Tom Brady. I mean, we saw on the kickoff opener on this past Thursday night against the Cowboys, and Tom had completed 32 out of 50 passes for 379 yards and 4 touchdown passes, and he had 2 interceptions. Now, Aaron, the Bucs are the defending champions. I want to start off on the defensive side. What must the Falcons do, in your opinion, what must the Falcons defense do to neutralize this Buccaneer offense led with TB12 and Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones and, of course, Antonio Brown and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, I think the Falcons are going to have to be a little bit more aggressive defensively with dialing up pressure and blitzes against this Bucs offense than they were against the Eagles. I think really in reality, given the concerns that the Falcons offense has, if you're going to get into a shootout, you're not going to win a shootout against this Bucs team. They just have too much talent at the quarterback position, running back position, offensive line, and at the receiver position, and a talent that simply outclasses what the Falcons have on the defensive side of the ball. So I think you're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive and basically, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword. You know, if you give up, if you're blitzing a ton, and you give up some big plays to the Bucs offense, then, you know, that's just par for the course, given how this offense has played really, you know, in week one and going back to the postseason in the last month of last season. I saw a stat where the Falcons played the Bucs last year in week 15 and got up 17-0 in that game. And then the Bucs scored, I think, 27 or 31 points in the second half of the game. I can't recall. And since then, they've basically – since that halftime, they've averaged roughly, you know, 37 points every 4 quarters in every game since then, which I think the greatest offense of all time, which was the 2013 Broncos offense under Peyton Manning, averaged about 37 points a game. So essentially, they are playing at a historic level going back to that halftime game against the Falcons in Week 15 last year. So this is a situation where I don't think the Falcons can trust that, oh, we can stop – we have the defense – that can stop this team. So I think they need to be aggressive, blitz a ton. If Tom Brady picks you apart, then so be it. He was probably going to pick you apart if you played on your heels. So be aggressive, and I think that might give them an opportunity. Maybe that creates a couple of turnovers. We've seen Brady throw some interceptions over that span of time, and maybe that gives you a few more opportunities to steal a possession or two, and maybe that gives your offense a chance that if you do have to get into a shootout, you got a better chance of winning the game.
All right, and let's move along now to the other side of the ball, Aaron. And now we talked about the Falcons' offense, of course, being anemic in that game against the Eagles, but the Buccaneers' defense, again, their weaknesses are in the secondary, and they had some injuries in the secondary in this past Thursday in the kickoff opener against the Cowboys. But the bread and butter of this Buccaneer defense are the defensive linemen and, of course, the linebackers. And you've got Devin White, and, of course, there's Shaq Barrett, and then there's Lavonte David. How will the Falcons' offense – what must the Falcons' offense do to go up against this Buccaneer defense, led particularly by that defensive line and the linebackers?
Yeah, I think my expectation is the Falcons will have a similar game plan to what they had against Philadelphia, which is that they know if they try to get into a straight drop-back passing game against that Bucs front with players like Vita Vea and Shaq Barrett, who have had, you know, some really dominant performances against this Falcons offensive line in previous years, and then you throw in the fact that maybe this is an even weaker offensive line based off of their week one performance that the Falcons have this year. You know, it doesn't look pretty if the Falcons are going to try to throw the ball a ton against this game, against this Bucs defense, despite, as you mentioned, some of the concerns that they have in the secondary. We did see last year against this Bucs defense, we did see Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage have some solid performances late in the season against this Bucs defense. So it's not that the Falcons don't have the playmakers, and now with Kyle Pitts to be able to attack the secondary. But I do think the Falcons are probably going to go for a more conservative approach, which is, look, we're going to try to run the football, we're going to try to control the clock, and try to keep this Bucs offense off the field by maintaining possession of the ball, and then we'll take our shots when we get them. That was one of the issues that the Falcons dealt with. They didn't necessarily take advantage of their play-action opportunities in this week one game. They've had some success against this Bucs defense with the play-action going back to that last year. That was a big reason why they got up to that 17-0 lead in that week 15 game last year, thanks to big plays to Calvin Ridley off of play-action. So I think that is a formula that can get the Falcons going. But I do think running the football, controlling the clock, and being maybe a little bit more conservative than necessarily saying, look, we can attack the secondary and let's sling it around the yard. I think you have too many questions along your offensive line to put them in that position where they're going up against arguably an even better front than what we saw this past week against Philadelphia.
All right, fair enough. And that's Aaron Freeman. He is the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast. And Aaron, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast.
Yeah, Locked On Falcons is 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, talking every day about the Atlanta Falcons. You, of course, can find it on every podcast platform out there. And of course, if people want to find my other stuff, they can follow me on Twitter at FalcFans. That's FalcFans. And of course, I put up a weekly column at thefalcoholic.com, the SB Nation website for the Atlanta Falcons as well.
Awesome. And tell everybody again where they can find you on social media, as well as Locked On Falcons, also The Falcoholic, and any websites that you want to promote, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so FalcFans is the Twitter page. That's FalcFans. Thefalcoholic.com is where that weekly column is, in Locked On Falcons. You can find that on Twitter. Just search Locked On Falcons. And again, it's on every podcast platform.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Aaron Freeman. He is the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast, and he's also a writer for The Falcoholic. Both of those websites give you anything and everything you need to know about Atlanta Falcons content. Aaron, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Down for whatever.
All right, thank you so much, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously disappointed with the result and, you know, how it shook out. I think there's some positives. You know, I've played a long time and know that, you know, it's never as good, it's never as bad. And so, you know, I think with a young football team, I think there's a lot of opportunities for us to learn from today. And it's going to be, you know, really important for us to get back to work and make sure that we correct some of the things that didn't go our way today. So, you know, it's disappointing. You know, you come out, you expect yourself to play well and to win. And, you know, just had some things that kind of got off schedule and had some self-inflicted wounds. And when you do that, It puts you in a tough spot to overcome.
Rock out to some rock and roll. And when you do, make a sandwich that rocks. Go with two slices of your favorite bread pile high with Eckrich Deli Meats. And then turn it up to 11. Eckrich. You do you.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh, boy!
Where every step leads to an unforgettable adventure. Encounter wild beasts, daring space rangers, and some grim, grinning ghosts. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Con Cox Internet y Home Life, sabes cuándo llega tu pizza. Ver cámaras. Ve tus cámaras Home Life en tu TV con el control por voz de Contour.
Funciones requieren suscripción a Cox Internet y Contour TV. Servicios provistos por entidades licenciadas de Cox. TheCox.com/licencias.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit Cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Albertsons for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Albertsons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Doctor's Orders, a member of an infamous biker gang turns informant and reveals a story of drugs, money, and a murder for hire. Doctor's Orders, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Doctor's Orders, a member of an infamous biker gang turns informant and reveals a story of drugs, money, and a murder for hire. Doctor's Orders, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh, boy!
Where every step leads to an unforgettable adventure. Encounter wild beasts, daring space rangers, and some grim, grinning ghosts. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's your birthday or your unbirthday, celebrate with a visit to your happy place. Head to Walt Disney World Resort and enjoy a magical land of Mickey pretzels.
Oh, boy!
Princesses, rebel pilots, and hurtling down Mount Everest while a Yeti chases after you. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Hey!
The Property Brothers have a new streaming home.
On Discovery Plus.
Start your free trial now so you can stream every show they've ever done.
On a scale of one to a gazillion, how excited are you?
Every demo, every hurdle, every miraculous reveal.
This is amazing.
From their very first episode to now and everything in between.
On Discovery Plus.
The streaming home of the Property Brothers, plus so much more, is
Discovery Plus. Shall we do this?
Stream now for just $4.99.
Whether it's your birthday or your unbirthday, celebrate with a visit to your happy place. Head to Walt Disney World Resort and enjoy a magical land of Mickey pretzels.
Oh, boy!
Princesses, rebel pilots, and hurtling down Mount Everest while a Yeti chases after you. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Doctor's Orders, a member of the infamous Pagans Motorcycle Club turns informant after a prestigious local doctor tries to hire members of the biker gang to kill his wife. Risking his life, the informant reveals a dark story of drugs, money, betrayal, and the murder of April Kaufman. Doctor's Orders, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply. In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Doctor's Orders, a member of an infamous biker gang turns informant and reveals a story of drugs, money, and a murder for hire. Doctor's Orders, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Aaron Freeman, host of the Locked On Falcons podcast and a writer for The Falcoholic. Both outlets are dedicated to covering Atlanta Falcons content. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh, boy!
Where every step leads to an unforgettable adventure. Encounter wild beasts, daring space rangers, and some grim, grinning ghosts. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.